Coach, doing something a little different last week up in the press box. When you were the coordinator in New England, did you do it on the field or from the press box?
I did both at Michigan State. I did both at New England. And I think I even did one back clear back to Toledo. I think I might have done both. So it just depends on kind of the team and what you just got to make a decision on. There's goods and not as good to both. You just got to make a determination. What do you think maybe is more important for me to do? And that's what we did.
When you're in a press box, do you have to make your decision a little bit quicker then on what you want to do on the next down because you got to put it through another person to get to the field?
Actually, I don't think you have to do it quicker. It actually comes quicker because what happens when you're down on the sideline and they run a play basically away from you, you don't know how much they gained until somebody told you upstairs how much they gained or what yard line is the ball on. You can't really tell from the sideline sometimes where when you're in the booth and you see him run the ball and he gains 2 yards, you know right now it's second down and 8 or whatever. So you actually see things faster to make the call faster. And you want to get the call in quick because it has to go through a second person to get in. But at the same time, all the information comes to me faster because I'm seeing it firsthand, not hearing it from somebody else.
How do you break that down by down and distance? I know back when I played, it was like second and seven, second 4-7, second 7+. Is it more definitive now? Is it, you say second and 8? Is that different than second and 6?
Well, yeah. It depends on the team. I think every team there's a breakoff's different. Like you used to always go back and look at third down and say, okay, at what breakoff do they quit running the ball? Sometimes it's third and 2.
Right.
You don't see any runs past third and 2. Other teams, it might be 3rd and 4. So I think you got to break things down based on every team. You kind of just look at every down and distance and the tendencies and then say, okay, here's where the cutoff is. You know, is 2nd and 7, does a team view that as 2nd and long or do they look at that as 2nd and medium? Well, if they're a good running team, most teams, that's still could be a rundown for them. Teams that really like to throw the ball, they may feel like, well, we can't run it on 2nd and 7. Every team's different.
Well, plus you probably coordinate that with the personnel on the field too. They may give you a little bit more tip on 2nd and 7 and this personnel they do that and on
right.
This personnel,
2nd and 7 again, you know, 3 wides in the game, maybe 80% pass.
Right.
You know, with regular people in the game, maybe it's 70% run. You're exactly right.
Last week, you played the run a little bit better. I think I heard you say that out there. You thinking you're getting better each week against the run?
Well, that's 1 week. We'll see.
Right. Yeah.
So, we got better in 1 week. So let's see if we continue to get better. So to sit here and say, yeah, we're a lot better. We played better last week than what we have in the past. So we did a better job of technique and playing fundamentally sound. And so now we just got to see if we can carry that forward week to week.
It looks like the edge is getting better with Courtney Upshaw and Terrell back and so forth. It looks like that may help you improve it by shrinking those holes on the inside.
Right. Well, the edge wasn't really as much of the problem in those 3-game stretch with Kansas City and Dallas and those in there. Dallas was mostly missed tackles.
Right.
But the edge was a problem the very first game of Cincinnati, and I really think it's gotten better every week since then. Where we had problems was really more on the inside with technique, the whole group, not just D-line, linebackers, everybody. And then so, you know, that's something we've been working hard at, and hopefully we can continue to improve.
Well, what do you expect out of Oakland? Because they come in here, and McFadden's got a high ankle sprain. They say he probably won't play. I guess you got to prepare either way, but he's carried the ball almost every time they've run it this season. I think the next ball carrier only had 17 carries for the year after McFadden. And they're sort of ranked low. I think they're 30th running the ball anyhow. Do you think that, when your thinking is, we got to really prepare more for the pass, or do you know because we've had problems to run, you got to be careful about that too?
Yeah, I think, I don't think you can sit here and say, they got fast wide receivers, but they got fast backs. Their third team tailback's the fastest guy on their football team. So it's not, that's typical Oakland. I mean, they
right.
are fast. And so it's not like you can sit there and say, well, I don't think they'll run the ball now that he's out. I don't think that's true. And if you look at us and you're them, you're saying, okay, well, they've had a little trouble, looks like, against the run. So, you know, I think we got to prepare like we always do and prepare for 20 to be in there. And if it's not him, just expect the next guy to carry the load.
Carson Palmer, obviously these guys have seen him a lot. You've probably seen him a lot over the years. Is he the same Carson Palmer he was 5 years ago?
Yes, he is. Uh-huh. Yes, he is. I kind of turned the film on this week thinking that maybe that I'd see a little difference.
Hoping you might see a little.
Yeah, probably. That's probably a good word, a good way to put it. And don't see it. I mean, he's throwing accurate. He's throwing comebacks at 15 yards from the opposite hash, throwing on time, stands in the pocket. You know, he's done it. Always been a good guy of when you pressure him, he kind of backpedals and throws off the back foot. Not a lot of guys can do that. He can, has. Did in the last game, brought him back on a couple of big-time plays. So, I think he's the same Carson Palmer.
The speed you talk about, they're fast all over. Does that mean you have to be maybe a little bit more disciplined in the back end and make sure that you cover the deep ones first and then come up?
Yeah, you know, if you don't do a good job of staying on top of these guys, they're gonna run by you. And the other part to that is run after catch. You know, you got to be in proximity to get them on the ground when they do catch it, because they're going to catch some balls, and you can't let them catch it and run with it. So, to me, big plays and run after catch is going to be key in the passing game.
All right. Well, good luck this week, Coach.
Thanks, Dan. All right.